bring greetings in the name of Jesus from the land of the Tatas, from Jamshedpur. And I'm so glad to see all of you here. I remember all the moments of interactions that we have had with Sandra in the Maya office to interact with her and with Bridget. And I'm so glad that God is at work in this place. Of all the reports that I have heard about this church, the street kids ministries, and the various things that is happening all through the week, it really encourages us, and we feel good about it. And I hope to bring to you some reflections today, some things to try and understand the journey that you are a part of. I've been in Bombay before. 94 to 96, I was in Bombay, staying in Palava, YMCA as a bachelor. And that's when I came to know Jesus. Ever since, I've fallen in love with Jesus. And because of the people that I saw, and their lives that I saw, full-time work, full-time church, full-time family, I said, wow, this is the kind of life that I want to live. I don't want to be a person who's just working and reading newspaper, because that's the father I've seen. So he used to go to office, come back the evening, he used to open up the newspaper, read and go buy some vegetables, sleep. You know, I found that life is so kind of mundane and boring, doing the same thing, same cycle. But here I saw models where they had a full-time job and then they had time for people like me who are rebellious, spend time, and then they would take church. I'm talking about Pastor Nitin Dongre, whose life inspired me. So when I left Bombay in 1996, I had decided that I'll not have a boring life retiring at 60 and not knowing what to do, but I will want to live a life which is fruitful and useful. It's been 28 years since, 29 years now, no regrets for actually having started that journey. And I'm so glad to see where you have started. And from my journey of 29 years, there are some reflections. And that's what I thought I will share with all of you. Some key principles to understand. And so that you look at your life and add to what God is doing at this place. So as I waited on God, I was trying to see, God, what is it that I can share and bring value to you as a people? So I felt that we need to have an understanding of our journey with Jesus, your journey with Jesus. Today, as I was coming from Palava, I came with Joe and Sunita, Pastor Joe and Sunita. I was on their vehicle. I came so comfortably sitting there and enjoying the conversation. Our friendship starts in 1994 when he came to the hostel and we were sharing books. So we share a three-decade friendship. So when we were traveling, I was so comfortably sitting. And we were chatting. Then I looked around and said that this looks new. The last time I came to Bombay, I left Bombay in 2009. So 94 to 96, I was in Bombay. Then went to Delhi for 3 years. Then went to Bangalore for 4 years. So then actually came back to Bombay. Was in Bombay for around 6 years, then went to Jamshedpur. So that's been a brief journey of mine. So I'm coming to Bombay and going on the freeway for the first time. Then I saw Wadala on the side and I was thinking, I've always gone from the bottom through all the roads down. And here I'm on that freeway, just actually enjoying the journey. I had nothing to worry because I know that I was being taken care of by whom? By Jesus, yes, but in this situation, in the car, along with Joe. So I could have a free ride. And I had a free ride and I came down without any tension. Correct? So the journey from Kolaba to here was without any concern because everything was taken care of. But I would just imagine if this city was new to me and if I had to come and suppose that I had to find my way, that whole journey would be very different, isn't it? I would be intimidated by all the crowd, and I would be intimidated by all the traffic and how to travel. There'll be a lot of tension that I would carry with me to come to this place. See, there are two different scenarios. Our lives can be like one of these scenarios. One that you are at rest and you know that it is going and things are taken care of. You are walking and talking in peace and in joy, and you are enjoying the ride of your life. The other can be tension filled, not knowing what the next and what is the next, and you are obsessed and you are trying to kind of fire. Which kind of a journey would you like? A tension-filled life or a life that goes smoothly? Yes. So there are some secrets to this, and that's what we'll try and look at and understand. Why is it that we have journeys which are very confusing? Most of the people don't know what the journey with Jesus means. What does it mean to journey with Jesus? You come here for Jesus, right? What does it mean to follow Jesus? Well, there is only one word which actually is there. The journey with Jesus is about growth. Yeah? Every single day, if you are going to journey with Jesus, the one thing that's going to happen, and that is growth. Yeah? Oh. A question to reflect on is, can you think of any living thing that does not grow? It's a question, please, you can answer me back. Can you mention one thing that is living and does not grow? No, isn't it? So it is basically the essence of life, right? So we can be dead people in a way, or we can be alive people. And if we are alive people, what will be a part of us? Growth. Now, do you believe that Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected the third day? How many of us believe? So Jesus came, Jesus died, and third day, he rose again. So is he dead or alive? So if you are worshipping somebody who is alive, and it is not logical to think that anything alive cannot grow, some problem. Right? It's not possible. It's impossible. It will not grow only if it is dead. Correct? So we must have this clear expectation that if I have Jesus who is alive today, and he's the Jesus that I am following today, then I am going to have a life which is will be full of growth. Correct? Is that interesting? But you look at people around, even people who probably take the Bible, you almost find them dead. Why? They don't understand the journey. They don't understand the basics about walking with Jesus. So if we have a living relationship with Jesus, we can expect to, can we say, we can expect to grow loudly. That is a real and a simple thing to comprehend. Now, what can be an evidence that the growth is effective? You know, many a times people spend a lot of money to handle growth. My father in 2016 was diagnosed with colon cancer. Correct? And what is cancer? It's growth. Growth beyond proportion. Growth at the wrong time in the wrong way. Right? not all growth is good growth or effective growth. Yeah? Growth is in time, right proportion, and it has something very essential, and that is, what is it? Multiplication. Everything in creation brings about growth, which is multiplication. It's not even addition, it is simple multiplication. So what can you expect from your life? Multiplication. Provided you don't have ineffective growth. Yeah? Provided you are not overgrowing in some place or some way which is not the designed way of growth. Yeah? So would you like to see multiplication in you, through you? That will happen. It's a very natural way of living. Correct? Now, what is the initial and main principle for effective growing? What is the principle? Now, I put a picture there, and that's supposed to be a clue. What is the initial and main principle for effective growing? Pardon? Environment, yes, very true. Anything else? Pardon? Good soil. Yeah? It must, if you keep that, that's a seed. Okay, that's a grain of wheat. Now that can be kept in a box. And we all have it at home, isn't it? Or we used to. We thought it is powdered wheat. Right? So if a wheat is not kept at the place it should be, it would be an item of consumption, not an item of growth. Can you see the other principle at work? Many a times, we don't have the seed in the right place, and so we get consumed by others. So there are business entities are making money, they use our effort, and we are consumed by them. And we can spend 60 years working and we will feel that we are consumed. Correct? Because it is seed kept in boxes. And so willingly we do it. But at the age of 60, when you look back and see, what's life been? How many people's life have I impacted? What change have I brought? No, that's 99.9% of the story all around us. The question you got to ask is, that's going to be your story? Or do you want to have a living story? Are we getting this? So what's the secret? What's the principle of this wheat multiplying? Let's hear Jesus. This is what Jesus says. Somebody read. It's there on the screen. Unless it falls on the ground and dies. But dying is very difficult. I have to live. But the secret of multiplication is what? First is falling. But that though I don't want to fall. I want to rise. So we become consumed. You're not willing for the seed to fall on the soil. We resist it. You're seeing that? But God is interested in us. And Jesus says that unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. What's the next? Can we read the next line? Loudly, loudly, please. Yes. But if, the big thing is if the Bible, we must notice all the ifs in the Bible. You know, that's the secret. But if it dies, it produces many seed. So what's the principle? Die. Principle is die. Sabse mushkil to wahi hai. You're all chasing after living, not understanding. We don't have to worry about anything. God takes care of everything. I have not died to myself. You know, in this church, all I hear about this church, it's happening very repeatedly. Correct? It must only increase. Because if it does, what it is inevitable that it will be? Anyone who loves their life will lose it. While anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. This is very simple. Yeah? Simple principles. Learn to lose to gain. Learn to let go to receive. Can we do that? If we can, the natural thing to happen is growth. Natural thing to happen is growth. And growth is not addition, it is multiplication. Next thing we got to remember is, when you're looking at the journey of life, that growth is not instant. Growth is a process. Growth is a process. There's no shortcut. You know, if you buy the boxes of Alfonso mangoes, you know, which you can see at the season, you love the taste of that mango, right? But what do you do with the seed? Throw it away. I know Bombay mein jagah nahi hai, so you can't put it in your terrace. But so many people, we consume the sweet part, and what do we leave out? The most important part. We treat our lives also like that. But if that mango seed was to fall on the, was to be planted, then will it multiply? That one mango seed will provide how many mangoes? No count, no. But we are impatient. Hari kali to lagaya tha. No mangoes, no mangoes. 5 years, no mangoes. Depression, no mangoes coming. I can only see leaves. Hari isi ke liye utna mehnat kiya tha ki only leaves dekhne ke liye. Humko to mango khana tha. We can go complaining and telling God, you're unfair, mother mango tree, what your theory does not work. Enough. Till one day, it starts to flower. Growth is a process. There's no shortcuts. No shortcuts. So don't look for shortcuts. Multiplication will happen, but it is a process. Step by step, something is happening. You may not see it, you may not understand it, but the fact is, night and day, it is growing. Correct? So should we be excited about dying? you should. And remember, every stage of growth means a change. And change is something we don't like. When the seed is at this place, bahut ho gaya bhai, bahut ho gaya. Abhi to nikla hai. Right? Aur dikkat mat ho. Don't give me more trouble. I'm trying to handle this change only, that is sufficient. And suppose the seed decides that nahi itna aur nahi karega, then what will happen? Not grow, that's all. So many times we do it with ourselves. So many times. We sabotage growth because we don't want change, because change is inconvenient. Are you able to see that? God's going to constantly bring things to change in your life. The way you thought must change. What you liked must change. What your philosophy must change. Your attitude must change. Your actions must change. Are you able to change? There's no other way. Clear, no? So how many of us from today decide, I'm going to be open to change? Can you raise your hand? Man, please do that. Because God is going to make you grow. Make you change. If God's called you and you say, nahi karega to ek, Jesus says, either you fall on the stone or the stone falls on. Don't allow that to happen. Yeah? Allow that change to happen. Because it's a natural part of growing. But the underlying principle is dying to sin. Now you may think that how does growth come? Kaunsa strategy follow karna hai? A strategy, B strategy, C strategy, D strategy. We have to work. How much do I have to put effort to make it happen? Now suppose you have an MD or a husband who does everything at home. You have to work less or work more. They love to be employed in such a company. And when we are with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, you know something? Read the verse that is there on your screen. This is what Jesus says. Can somebody who has not read till now read loudly? Jesus is saying, my Father, who is that? God the Father. He is always that. And even Jesus, when he was here, is at work. And at this point of time, you know who is working? Who is working? It is the Holy Spirit. That is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit who does everything. Problem, Gav. What's the problem? Only our closed minds. Only our prejudices. Only our biases. No. Look at anything that we do for Christ very sincerely and honestly. It's not hard work. We may have to spend 20 hours, but it's still not hard. It just happens. It's a joy doing it. It's not a pressure. We miss it when we don't do it. Correct? Because we know it's not me at work. It is. And Christ has done the finished work. So I just have to be a vessel. I just have to be used of Him. Isn't that fun? Is that a wonderful way to live? I'll tell you, friends, I've got all my promotions that way. I got all my provisions that way. I have friends with me who are struggling, lobbying. Mujhe ek jagah bana do, CFO bana do, khud mera life settle. I said, mat banao, I have church to take care of you. But it falls on our laps. We don't have to do anything. Our promotion comes from the Lord. Your provisions come from where? From God. We focus on the kingdom and falling on the soil. And we ensure that we don't hinder anything, confuse anything. It will night and day keep on. Simple, no? But we make it complicated. So allow yourself to die to sin. Don't allow yourself to stop. When you hear the word and something got to change, what do you say? Abhi change gaya. Abhi. Kal ko nahi. Because main kal ke liye karega to 12 ghanta jayega. Waste of time. Because God's, I am stopping God from working or helping me grow. This thing I will not do. I will die to. I'll try to summarize here the journey. I hope you can see that. So this is a line. At the back also you can see it? Yes. That's the line. Satan has invested in us, and the world promotes it, that we got to love ourselves. What do we have to do? Love ourselves. So we are the left side corner. And if we were to take this line and make that as a bar, then on one side is love, which will give 100. And on the other side is, what is that? Die to self. Correct? So what should be the score there? 0. 0, 10, whatever. So what is the secret of life? Moving from that to here or here to there? Where? Right to left or left to right? But the world will say, arey, mat karo. Go right to left. अपना बंगला देखो, अपना सैलरी देखो, अपना कैरियर देखो, अपना घर देखो, बाकी लोगों क्या देखना है. डोंट बी फूलिश, डू दैट. व्हाई? बिकॉज़ सैटन इज स्केयर्ड. ही इज गुड फॉर यू टू बी कंज्यूम्ड बाय समबडी. ही इज स्केयर्ड दैट यू वुड मल्टीप्लाई. ही डज नॉट वॉन्ट. सो ही विल शाउट आउट एंड से राइट टू लेफ्ट बाय राइट टू लेफ्ट. बट जीसस इज सेइंग लेफ्ट टू. How many of us want to make this change? Raise your hand. Some people are struggling to raise their hand. You know, solution. You are stopping your growth. That's as simple as it. You spend another 10 years. 10 years will go. You'll have a house, a beautiful house, but you'll be lonely inside. You have a big bank balance, but when you are sick, nobody is there to come. All real stories. So our journey or life's journey must be from love to self to die to self. This is something God's got to do or I got to do. You got to do or God has to do. God will not do it for you. There is nothing. You can't pray that God, I want to help me die to self. It's just a decision. Yeah? You choose. Correct? So there's nothing that God can do. But there's something that God does. God brings growth. And growth is in upward direction. Yeah? We saw the story of a seed, or we saw a picture of a seed growing. The mango tree we have seen. It all grows, correct? So in your Christian journey, in your walking with Jesus, you are going to grow. But ye growth ka matlab kya hai? Growth ka matlab kya? Kahan se kahan pahunchne wale ho? Tum batao. Right? You want to know what it is? You just have to look at your child, or you have to just remember your own journey of growth physically. You come to the earth through your mother's womb. Kaise aage? Even Jesus came through his mother's womb. So that seems to be the first. We are conceived in. So there is a conception time. Right? Agree? So we are now going to look at two parts, which is trying to understand the journey with Jesus and also understand what are the stages of natural growth. Everything in creation talks about Jesus. Everything. So what could be the first stage? It is in the womb. Or it is like a lay person. You never heard about Jesus. Yeah? Now, question that I want to ask you is it possible for a lay person to not be here, but be here or here? Have you seen good charitable people other than who know people who know Jesus? Yes, bhai. In fact, many Christians on the other side. You get so many people who are so selfless, and we hate them or like them. We like them because there's some principle at work. It does not take Jesus or growth to die to ourselves, to see the fruit of it. Does not. That's a natural principle in itself. But there is something else that is at work. Correct? It is growth. Now, if the first one is that, what could be the second one? Toddler. Small child now, she'd slowly start to stand, walk, will fall, try to hold, cannot hold, right? Will stumble, will try to say something, does not make sense. And this is toddler stage. Kaisa kaam karta hai? So once we come to know a lay person, we become possibly an explorer. Bible? This passage, is it correct? Why not some other passage? Why not some other book? Is it true? They're exploring. Now you must start identifying yourself. Where are you? Surely you're not on the last one, otherwise you'll not be here. Or maybe if you're coming here for the first time, probably you are as a lay person. But at least we have grown to now be open to explore. Correct? You see that? So from a layperson, we start becoming explorers of the truth. What's the next one? Like a young child. 4 years. Now walking, talking, and all of that is not a problem. But you are a young child. You're understanding the world around. What does papa do? What does mommy do? What to be taken? What not to be taken? You understand. And in a journey with Jesus, you learn to, what is that? Follow. What should I follow? I see that the person doing like that. I think I'll also try and do that. Yeah? Wanting to follow Jesus, reading scripture, wanting to follow him. If there's a crusade, want to run to it. Yeah? Your prayer that is happening, deliverance, you want to run to it. What's making you run? Because you've grown. You've not realized it, but you have grown. You're not sitting in front of the TV watching a serial. You're running to hear Jesus. There's an excitement in it, right? For layperson to an explorer to a follower. Getting it, no? Next is what happens? Teenager. Papa ka template thik nahi hai. Mera dost bolta hai, ye template acha hai. Correct? Defining our own templates and insisting that my template is better than the other template. So from a place where a person is a follower, the Jesus template has to replace my template. But I don't like it. Die to self. Die to self. Arey humko promotion nahi milega. Promotion comes from the Lord. वो तो Bible में लिखा है, पर वो नहीं work करेगा. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. But first, how can I seek? I have to first do my X, Y, Z. Template battle. That is being a disciple. Can you see your journey? My hope is that you understand what's ahead of you. Right? And once you are a disciple, the last one is being an adult. Right? Now you know all that teenage thing is gone. I think what that is better. So I know now I will not do that. And you are clear. You come to a place where you are a disciple maker or discipler. Is this scriptural? Or is it some theory? So let's turn our Bibles, all of us who have Bibles, let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 28. Let's read verse 19. How much time do we have? Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Yes. Yes. You know what word we normally miss is make. What is Jesus telling at the end of his journey? What is he telling? Go and be disciples. What does he say? Make disciples. People who will not talk about their own philosophy, not draw their own template, but who will make and help people make Jesus' template getting replicated. Correct? So is this growth chart correct? So where are you going to head to? Making disciples. Not your disciples. Disciples of Jesus. For that, we have to go through the grind of being a disciple. Where my philosophy stops operating me. But it's Jesus' truth that operates through me. When I stop operating on my own self, but the Holy Spirit works through me, not me. Correct? And I have to create that template. And that's the difficult part. That's where we'll be told, oh, this is wrong. This is not how to do it. This is not how Jesus does it. And we have to ensure change happens. Right? Now let's look at quick verses to see how Jesus charts this. And to put it, so we are supposed to be going left to right and upward, correct? So where are we supposed to be? At the top, right hand corner. That's your journey and my journey. So how does this happen? Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 says, come to me all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you. Chapter is it? Which chapter is it? Matthew chapter 11. So first stage is, come to me. God accepts everyone. Layperson or anybody. They did not know Jesus. Come. So when you go and invite your friends, you're doing them, helping them to kind of just get an exposure. That exposure will help them in the next journey. It's an open invitation. Correct? Let's look at what happened. Second one. Matthew now, which chapter is this? 13. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. So what do we do with treasures? They fall on our lap, is it? We got to search it, explore it. Yeah? When a man found it, he got so excited about it, he hid it again and then in his joy went and sold all he had on the field. Correct? Explore. Excitement. Maybe at this stage, I don't know. And then slowly you move to the next stage. What is that? Luke chapter 14, verse 25 to 27. Large crowds were traveling with Jesus. Are they following Jesus or not following Jesus? They are following Jesus, right? They traveled with Jesus. And turning to them, he said, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father, mother, brother, sister, husband, wife, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be what? My disciple. Any of us want to stop at being followers? I can come for meetings. Dying to self, don't talk to me, you know. I can come and enjoy the lunch, but tithing, you don't talk to me. Because, oh, mera paisa. Correct? You will not grow. You will not see miracles happening in your life. Why? Because you're not willing to die to self. You cannot be my disciple. Cannot. Don't allow that to happen. Don't stay at being just followers. The next, Jesus is pushing you to become a disciple. What is this? Matthew 16, 24. Then Jesus said to whom? His disciples. Now he is talking to his disciples. Where there's a template issue. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny. Can you see the simple principle at work, dying to self, working? Deny themselves and take up their cross and follow. Very clear, no? All from the scripture. So the question now once again is, are you willing to die to self? Yes? Raise up your hands. Let's say a short prayer to God. You say your own personal prayer. We'll just stop for a moment and say, dear Jesus, I commit myself to die to self because otherwise I'm hindering my growth. God has heard your prayer, but the action has to be yours. God will do nothing as far as dying to self is concerned. He'll just facilitate it. Yeah? Your decisions from today would matter. Now let's look at this. What if you don't do it? Like we saw, it does not have to be a Christian to die to ourselves. Correct? And that's why you see a lot of, what do you see on the screen here? Social work. There are many people who can join for street kid ministry, not growing in Jesus. There's a joy in doing it. There's no point only going to do that without growing in God. But we'll stay stuck, not growing. But once you move from there up, and if you're not loving self, but you've already started to move in this direction, then you are starting right. You are going to go easily to Christ-like disciple. Yeah? But if you don't do it, you can still grow. Because this is what you have to do. No? That's what God will do. God will automatically. The Father is always at work. So it will, that growth will keep on happening. So it is possible that you're not moving like this. You're moving like this. You know, then what will happen? What's there? Miracle seeker. मैं प्रार्थना क्या मिला नहीं, मैं पास्टर के पास गया प्रार्थना क्या मिला नहीं, हम उसके पास जाता है मिलेगा कि क्या देख रहा है, मुझे चाहिए भाई, गिविंग डाइंग टू माय सेल्फ इज नॉट इन द माइंड, व्हाट कैन आई गेट. सो फ्रॉम क्रूसेड टू क्रूसेड, फ्रॉम वन प्लेस टू द अदर मीटिंग यू विल जंप. समटाइम्स मिरेकल विल हैपन, समटाइम्स मिरेकल्स वोंट हैपन, एंड आवर लाइफ इज डूम 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 डूम. नहीं नहीं, बाइबल उतना नहीं है, बाहर में भी सब कुछ होता है. Why? What's the problem? Dying to self. But if we learn to die to ourselves, we will find fellowship very interesting. And I could see all the people arranging everything and people all excited. It's all a fruit of seeing examples of people who die to self. Love that environment. We must, each one of us must carry it. Learning to die to self. Yeah, but what can I do? How can I contribute? Yeah? What's not convenient to me, but still I will do a little bit more because I want to grow. Then we become faithful meeting. And suppose we don't go this way and we still go upward, you know what? What is going to happen? What's written there? Church conflict creators. They are a headache. Paul had these headaches. Jesus also had. Because they are not wanting to die to sin. So don't become a problem created for the kingdom. Be an asset to the kingdom. You know, it is still possible to still go forward from there. This is what you'll become. What is that? Religious manipulator. Kyo? Kisi bhi tarike se manage karke apne paas aana hai. The God move se, side se apna. Not die to? An absolute no. That has serious consequences. Even God will not allow it. You will face the consequences and the wrath. If not here, at least in eternity. But Jesus wants us to be hardworking, sincere disciples who are dead to self, always thinking of others. One thing I'll close by saying this, friends. Remember one thing. If you take care of the kingdom, God takes care of you. You will lack no good thing. He wants multiplication, not yourself. He wants you to be 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Is that wonderful? So how many of us 20 years down the line want to say, because of my learning to die to myself, now there are 30 more people who are disciples of Jesus, or 100 more people who are disciples, or 60 more. You want to be like that, or you want to be single? You want to multiply, right? So now here's your question. Do you want to multiply 30 or 60 or 100? How many of you want to multiply 30 only? How many 60? How many 100? Raise your hand. So what do you think is the trick between 30, 60 and 100? The more you die to yourself, the more it will multiply. Correct? Is it a blessed journey to take? Friends, there is nothing like it. We have to take care of our family. We have to be married. We have to take care of our parents. We have to take care of our children. We have to pay their school fees. All things we got to do. Kingdom first. Correct? And life will be satisfying and fulfilling. At the age of 80 years, if Jesus does not come back, we'll be able to say like Paul, I have fought the fight. I have run the race. And the crown of eternal glory is waiting for me. The crown of righteousness is waiting for. What a blessed walk in a prison. But he is happy. It's the journey with Jesus. Been there for 2,000 years. That's going to be your story and my story. Only we ourselves can stop it. Don't let that happen. For all of us who are kind of very doing this, it's never easy to die for ourselves. Ghar bhi dekhna hai, church bhi dekhna hai. All of this, mera bhi kharcha hai, church ka bhi kharcha hai. Log aata hai, time pe nahi hai, apne time leta hai. There will be thankful people, unthankful people. You're handling all of that. It's never easy. But this is the encouragement that Galatians says. Somebody read this. Galatians 6, verse 9 and 10. Don't get tired. Our hero is Jesus. Never gave up. Just don't get tired. Take a rest. Take a break if you want. But this is our journey. Not for a season, but for a lifetime. It's a beautiful journey. Shall we close our eyes and shall we pray? As I'm going to pray, I want also this time to be a time of decision. So I'm going to take it one stage at a time. Many of us have raised our hands and said that we want to decide to die to ourselves. Many of us must have known in our hearts which stage we are in. So as I call out each stage, if you're in that particular stage, just I request you to stand up. If you want to walk the journey that Jesus has charted for you, stand up at your place and I would like to pray for you. And I'll ask Srikant also. Srikant, can you also come, please? To come and we would like to just stretch our hands. We'll not invite you in front, but we'll just stretch our hands and we'll just pray and agree with you. Agree with you that God does it. If you've never known Jesus, first time you're coming to hear Jesus, and you want to follow Jesus, you want to become a disciple of one day, can you stand at your place? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. If that's you and your heart is nudging you, one more call for you to stand. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. If you are at a place where you are exploring Jesus, exploring the truth, you're not fully confident. You're wondering whether it is true, whether it works or does not work. If that's a struggle that you're having and you want a breakthrough, can I ask you to stand at your place? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Father, I pray for these young men and young women who stood up for you. Their heart's desire is to be able to have a journey with you, a fruitful, multiplying journey. That's their heart, Lord. Father, I pray, send forth your angels. Start this journey. And I pray to every principality and power, every seed of doubt that has been sowed by Satan, to hold these young men and women from growing. I say in Jesus' name, lay off your hands right now. Lay off your hand right now. Invite you, Holy Spirit, to be of assistance to them. Oh, we want to thank you. Fill them with your understanding. Fill them with your truth. Help them, Lord, to run to you. Spend more time with you, Lord, so they can know the truth and the truth can set them free. Thank you, Jesus. We bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. If you are a follower, you love meetings, do you want to follow him more? Can you stand at your place? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we want to thank you for this young lady. Thank you for this auntie, Lord. Lord, years that have gone past, Lord, being only at the stage of being following, Lord. Father, we may pray that everything that has hindered them, every worry that has hindered them, Father, we pray that, Lord, it would be removed in Jesus' name. Father, we pray there'll be a breakthrough. There'll be a readiness to pay the price, the cost of being a disciple. And I pray and pronounce that victory right now. Lord, every day from today and henceforth, that they will see growth in great measure. Growth in great measure. We pronounce this victory right now. And we pray that they will have a glorious time ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. To all of us who are not only followers, but are wondering my template and Jesus' template, wrestling like a teenager between it, and you want freedom from it, if you feel that something is holding you back, something is stopping you from dying to self, can I ask you to stand? We would like to pray and break those bondages and release God's faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Here are your children. They stand up willing to pay the price. not only follow you, but Lord, to hate themselves and love you. To leave everything and follow you. Thank you, Jesus, because that's their heart's desire, Lord. Father, we pray that you'll honor it. We know that you love it and you love these young men and women. And Father, we want to thank you for it. May your favor go before them. Help them, Lord, to be transparent with their lives. Help them to be self-aware and be aware of you, Lord. Bless them. And Father, we pray that the church will rise up to help them, Father God, so they may be fruitful people. In Jesus' name. All of us who are in the place too, you may be seated. All of us who are walking and you're finding it weary, you're doing your best and you have still doubts, we would like to pray for you as well. You can stand at your place. And we would like to pray, and I'll ask Srikant to pray there for you. For all of us who are in the process of multiplication, reaching out, so you can stand up. And if you need prayer, dying to yourself, you can stand at your place and I'll ask Srikant to pray for them.
Father, we come to your Lord this morning as we have heard your word of Father. Father, I pray for each one of Lord, those who are standing and those who are desiring, Lord, that they will be able to, Father, Lord, see their will, Lord, surrender to you. Lord, you said, Lord, that if anyone wants to follow, let him deny himself, Lord, take up the cross, Lord, and follow me, Lord. And I pray, Father, for these brothers who stood up, and Lord, for the rest of us, of God, Father, that the struggle with the flesh, the struggle to die for ourselves will be broken this day, O God, in Jesus' name, O Father. That, Lord, our flesh will submit to our human spirit, and our spirit will submit to the Holy Ghost, O God. That we will take back, O Lord, Father, that we pray for each one of them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We command that your flesh become a slave. Your spirit, not the other way around. Father, you said a lot of broken and a contrite heart, you will not despise, O God. Father, I pray right now, Father, the spirit of brokenness that comes from the Lord Jesus, the same brokenness that you carried the cross, O God, will enable us to see, O Father, through our brokenness, O Father, the touch of God, O Father, the healing touch of Jesus on each one right now. Each one, O Father, as they let go, O Father, they'll be replaced. The power and the presence of God, O Lord. The power of sin is broken right now. The presence of sin is broken. The pollution of sin is broken. And freedom in Jesus' name we proclaim, O God. Amen. Amen.